Welcome to Korean Context, a behind-the-scenes conversation with the scholars, artists and opinion makers that bridge our two worlds. My name's Chad O'Carroll and I'll be your host today. In this episode, Korean Context caught up with Man Asian Literary Prize winner Shin Kyung-suk for a chat about her latest novel, Please Look After Mum. Shin became the first woman in South Korean to ever take the prize this year, having been chosen above better-known contenders like Haruki Murakami and Tamima Anam. Her book, recently translated into English, traces the life of Park So-nyo, a wife and mother who suffers a stroke and becomes separated from her husband on the train while travelling from the countryside into Seoul. As her family search the South Korean capital streets for her, they remember So-nyo's life and the sacrifices she made for them. Please Look After Mum has already sold almost 2 million copies in South Korea alone, and it's now set to be released in some 32 countries. Remarkable. In our conversation with Shin, we asked her about why she thought the book had become so popular, what she thought of its reception in the US, and for her impressions of modern society and the social media phenomena. I started the interview by asking her to describe the book to the listeners.
Sure. In Korean, the title of the book is 엄마를 부탁해, and in English, the title is Please Look After Mom. And just as the title states, this book tells a story of a mother and her family's search for her after she suddenly goes missing one day. The English translated hardcover version came out just last year, and the paperback version became available on April 3rd of this year through Vintage Publishing. And at the end of the book, I wish the readers are able to experience the feeling of having the mom who has gone missing to return to their hearts. The first experience in the first chapter of the book begins with, it's been a week since I lost my mom. After finishing the book, I hope that the readers are able to say, it's been a week since I found my mom.
Okay, so this book has been receiving positive responses in the US and other countries around the world. And currently you're visiting the US as an author who's receiving worldwide recognition. While writing the novel, did you anticipate that the book would garner such global interest?
No, I didn't anticipate that at all. When a novelist begins writing a book, the novelist is so focused on finishing the book that there's really no time to think about such things. And I'm the same way. I hope that after reading this book, readers who live in a continuously changing contemporary modern society can reflect on the important aspects of life that may have been overlooked or lost in their journey through life. So, how should I put it? We live in a time when things are considerably better than the past, yet why do we feel so lonely, depressed, and anxious? It's probably because we have lost or neglected something important in our lives. All those lost things, in a sense, can be embodied in the word mom. And I was so focused on instilling this idea in the book that I was not able to anticipate anything else about the book. But what I found interesting was that after the book was published in Korean and English, readers from Korea, the US, and all over the world all had similar reactions.
Korean literature or Korean thoughts and perspectives may not necessarily appeal to audiences in the United States and elsewhere overseas. What do you think were the sort of certain points in the book that really gave it appeal to foreign audiences?
I think the readers were able to relate to the family members in the novel who had to live a separate life away from their hometown because of educational or professional reasons. And in this era of globalization, it's become increasingly difficult for people to live in the same cities that they were born in, or that they have roots in. And nowadays, people move from country to country and have become global citizens. When the mom I thought I knew so well and expected to always be on my side suddenly goes missing, the rest of the family becomes a little bit lost and begin to wander around and search for mom. I think the readers were able to relate to that and to see themselves in the family members. Whether it's in the US, Korea, Portugal, or Israel, I think the readers find a common ground through this point. We're all profoundly influenced by our own mothers, regardless of who we are.
Are there any subtleties of Korean culture in the book that you'd like to highlight for foreign readers in particular?
After the mom goes missing, the daughter talks about her relationship with mom in the first chapter. Then the son talks about his relationship with the mom in the second chapter. The husband talks about his relationship with his wife in the third chapter. And finally, the mom talks about herself in the final chapter. However, all chapters in the book, except for the final chapter, is told in a second-person narrative. So the daughter is referred to as you. The son is also referred to as, quote-unquote, you, while the husband refers to his wife as dear. And only the mom speaks in the first person narrative as I. And if you can distinguish these differences, it should not be too difficult to read and follow the novel. In the beginning, it may seem a bit strange because the novel is in a second person narrative, you, instead of the first person narrative, I. And I purposely did this so that only mom would have the privilege of being or speaking in the I form. And this was a way of honoring all mothers around the world who deserve this special recognition.
So although you mentioned this briefly before, were there any specific or significant issues or trends that you wanted to include in the novel that haven't manifested in contemporary Korean society?
그러니까 이제는 우리가 앞을
So it occurred to me that going forward in life can't be the only reason, only means of making us happy. From now on, we have to look back and grab hold of the precious things in life that we may have simply lost. For example, we have shunned personal attachment, intimacy, love, and good nature that nurture the growth of people, I believe. I thought all these elements were conveyed in the word mom. And I think we live in a time where we need to rediscover the mom that we always thought we knew so well. We shouldn't delegate the role of mom to only mothers, but also delegate this role to other family members and also to our society. And if we don't treat each other with the care that a mom has, we'll never be able to recover that intimacy we once had. And we will continue to live in emptiness, depression, and high suicide rates, despite the physical successes that we have made in our lives.
Well, it sounds like a very heartwarming story.
No, it's not necessarily only heartwarming. When important and precious things are close at hand, people tend to not appreciate them as much. But when those things are lost, people realize how important those things are or were to them. This is the irony that we live in today's world and as human beings, and this complexity is what I wanted to convey in the novel. Also, it's important to remember that mom was not always a mom. She was also a child who was embraced in her mother's womb for 10 months before being born into this world just like us. So mom is also another person whose first word was mom. So she was not born into this world just to be a mom. Just like any other person, she also had her time as a child and an adolescent. And she had her own dreams and her own life. And we should think about whether mom was happy, what her dreams in life were, and what the most important things in her life were. And I hope we can take time to really think about these things. And also, I hope people rediscover that the mom that we always thought we knew so well.
Very interesting. So, moving on, your books had a lot of attention. You must have received a lot of comments. And among these, what would you say is perhaps one of the most memorable you've received?
그러니까 이 소설은 그 사실은 엄마 이야기.
Yes, so even though this book from beginning to end is a story about mom, it's also a story about family. And because mom was a complicated presence in the family, Talking about mom naturally leads to stories about other members in the family as well. So I think the readers who have had troublesome relationships with their mothers had stronger reactions and responses to this book. So for example, one older Caucasian female reader contacted me and said that she had a very bad relationship with her mother, and the relationship was not restored before her mother passed away. And she talked about how she regretted it so much as she read through the book. And if she had read the book while her mom was alive, she would have reached out to her mom to mend their relationship. So when I heard that comment from the reader, I realized that the novel was speaking to the readers. And also in the novel, mom goes missing because of the husband's fast-paced walking habits. Some men who read the book have told me that they would relate to the husband in the novel in that aspect. Also, more male readers than female readers call their moms after reading the book, interestingly. However, because they usually don't express such emotions on a daily basis, mothers became a little bit concerned and thought that something was wrong. And because we believe that what has always been around will always be around, we often forget the importance of mothers, especially in our busy modern-day lives. And I think readers with such busy lifestyles were greatly moved by the novel.
So it sounds like the book has had a pretty big impact on the readers. Likewise, it appears that Korean culture is also having an increasingly big impact throughout the world. This brings me nicely on to my next point. I'd like to ask you about Hallyu, or the Korean wave as it's known. When most people think about Hallyu, they think of K-pop music. What do you think the role of literature is in Hallyu, and what impact can it have on audiences around the world?
문화는 그 노래하고 그림이나 음악이나 이런 거.
Well, literature is different from pop culture, like music, dance, and art. Literature is slower. It takes time for the Korean language to be translated into other languages, and the translating job is a delicate process that takes a lot of time. However, with great literature and accurate translation, it leaves an indelible mark on the minds of the readers. It gradually and deeply reaches the audience. Not very many Korean literary works are translated into other languages, but I think this is a good start. I hope this continues so that it can reach people all over the world, especially Koreans living all over the world who cannot necessarily read Korean. There are currently just not enough books out there.
Now, one way literature is reaching people around the world is through the phenomena of social media. However, social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter have really changed the way we think about communication. As a writer, what are your thoughts on the social media phenomena?
저 같은 경우에는 그러니까 편지를 써서 우체국에 가서
You see, my generation wrote letters and went to the post office to actually mail them. But my generation also went through the drastic changes we experienced over the recent past. In my opinion, even though there are risks to current social media methods such as unfiltered information spreading rapidly, I still think a very touching story can spread rapidly at the same speed on the other hand. Currently, I think we're in the transitioning phase, and when the process matures, people will be able to restrain themselves, and communication will eventually flow in a more positive, constructive way. I'm currently not an active user of social media, but how younger people express themselves and communicate with others through Facebook and Twitter is their unique way of communication. So I think it can be utilized in a positive way. However, I also think it's important for them to make an effort to hold on to something that's slow and a little bit more analog, such as reading a physical book and things like that. I think having a balance is important. Another example is learning to sew, grow, or plant something that is a little bit more traditional and slower would be a nice balance.
I think many people would agree with you there. So, moving on, I understand you used to teach at Columbia University up in New York City. As an author with a book that's been popular in both the US and Korea, did you find many similarities or differences between American students and Korean students while you were teaching there?
I was at Columbia as a visiting scholar, but I didn't teach. I gave a few lectures to students in their Korean literature class, so I'm not sure if I observed it correctly, but I don't think there are any stark differences between Korean and American students. And I think that's an indicator that Korean students in Korea and American students in the U.S. have many commonalities. But this also concerned me to a certain extent because that means the American characteristics such as individualism might have seeped into the Korean students as well. Nonetheless, I think it's natural and it's not really necessary for Korean students to confine themselves within the boundaries of just Korea, since we live in such a globalized world. I think it's more important to freely express your thoughts and to follow your dreams.
Indeed it is. So now for our last question. Given your book's proven so popular, what are your future plans at this time?
Well, since I'm a writer, writing is the first priority for me. So the book, Please Look After Mom, is my first English book, so I may be portrayed as the new novelist in America, but I've been writing for the past 30 years, so I have a lot of experience and books written. But I hope that the audiences are always curious about my next work and that I can communicate with them through my new work, and this is what I plan to do in the future.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us today. Shin Kyung-suk's best-selling Please Look After Mom is available for purchase from all good bookstores and online outlets. I do hope you enjoyed today's podcast. You can download other episodes at our podcast website, which you can find at keia.podbean.com. That's keia.podbean.com. We'd also really appreciate if you could leave us some feedback using the comment system on either the Podbean website or directly on our iTunes page. If you'd like to suggest a candidate or topic for a future episode, be sure to drop me an email at ocarroll@keia.org. That's ocarroll@keia.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you can join us next time.